My darling, it's time to put a stop to all the madness. You deserve so much more in your life. It's your time to glow up. Welcome to the Time to Glow Up podcast with Rebecca Hennings and guests. Your journey to transforming from the inside out begins here.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Time to Glow Up podcast with me, your host, Rebecca Hemmings. And so today's podcast is entitled 21 Ways to Keep Your Feminine Glow During Lockdown. How are you doing with this whole idea of being in your home for an undetermined period of time? It's weird, right? I must say I'm quite enjoying the time. I say that hesitantly because we just don't know how long this will last. But yeah, how are you doing? I'm just checking in with you. How are you feeling about it? Are you appreciating the fact that you're actually at home? You know, for those of you who are actually, because I know some people are not, but I'm hoping that you're at least safe. And of course, I really hope that you are well. So welcome. So I decided to do this podcast because, number one, I've always been a very girly girl, quite feminine. And yeah, I think sometimes there's been some pushback against that in certain circles that I've been in because it hasn't been the trend. But I've noticed of late, like over the last year or so, that being feminine is in, right? So I find that now is a good time to be able to talk about it and not get so much pushback. Of course, it's not for everyone, but for those of you who are into the idea of stepping into what innately is natural and feels good to you, then this is for you, okay? So I'm going to share some simple tips on how to keep it sweet and feminine whilst you're at home, because I think the tendency could be just to let it all go, okay? And that's not necessarily a great thing. Whilst it's good to chill out and relax and not stress over anything, and the idea is not that you feel stressed by any of this, please do not feel pressured to do any of this stuff. Take it or leave it, right? But what you don't want to do is to get to a point where you regret not having looked after yourself when things get to some kind of normality, okay? So take what you need from this, all right? So I've also had the pleasure of getting a couple of contributions from some experts in the field. So I've spoken to Jex from Persona Abode Interiors. So she's an interior designer and she's going to contribute and speak about how you can feminize your environment, your home. And also Skevi Nicodemu from Pure Therapy also talks about how to inject some femininity into your environment by way of beauty and things that she does in her work. Okay, but I think she also talks about the environment and music. So let's get started because we've got 21 points to get through. They're in no particular order. And like I say, take it or leave it. Okay, so number one, take care of your nails. Give yourself a manicure and a pedicure. Now, at the moment, I'm saying goodbye to my acrylics. I've been filing them down, trying to hold on to them, but it ain't happening. So I've just actually ordered some plastic tips from Amazon, and where I can put the acetone soaked cotton wool so I can take off the acrylics. Because I'm not into I've seen some people use some really creative ways of getting their nails off and they just look really, really painful. So I'm going to do that and then I'll have a chance to access my real nails and deal with them accordingly. So take off acrylics, file your nails down, give yourself a manicure, moisturize your hands, keep moisturizing your hands, particularly actually now that we're washing our hands a lot more, or the same as normal if you were always washing your hands anyway and putting on hand sanitizer. But yeah, make sure they stay moisturized, okay? Because when they're dry, they tend to look older, okay? Unless you like that look, okay. Number two, take long baths, enjoy the time. I've been noticing actually that when I go to my local supermarket, that the bubble baths are disappearing off the shelves, which is not a good thing for me because I like my hot baths, my hot relaxing baths anyway. But clearly more people are taking the time to do this. Good, indulge. Use that time to switch off or to read a book. Leave your iPhone. I mean, apart from the fact that you could be, or whatever phone you have, apart from the fact you could drop your phone in the water, leave it. That's the time to be without your technology. Okay, so whilst you're in the bath, you could also exfoliate. You know, there's something I used to indulge in a lot, particularly when I was younger. I mean, I do it now anyway, but I mean, after I shaved my legs, I would take a sponge, you know, the exfoliating sponge, and I just rub it gently over my skin. And then when you moisturize your skin, like with an oil later, it just looks so smooth and so well conditioned. And particularly if you've got I know that people who tan like to exfoliate because it accentuates any muscular condition, and yeah, your muscles. So have a go at exfoliating, and definitely make sure you're trimming all hairs that should be trimmed as a feminine woman. Don't leave it all to just, yeah, get out of control. So number three, get into personal development if you aren't already, okay? So a feminine woman is always trying to improve herself, okay? So some of my personal favorite authors are Anthony Robbins. Check out Awakening the Giant Within. Like, that's my personal development Bible, okay? It really takes you through the process of motivating yourself and knowing what it is that does motivate you and helps you to reach your goals, okay? Because it's, as human beings, we're driven by goals, okay? And especially a feminine woman likes to know where she's heading. So yeah, check that book out. Also Byron Katie, The Work. I love her four questions. Even if you don't buy the book, just Google Byron Katie's four questions. Whenever you're challenging your limiting beliefs, you know what, I'll talk forever. So let me just say, check out Byron Katie's The Work. Iyanla Van Zandt, she's great for healing the soul. A book for when you've gone through any sort of major tragedy. So if you're, you know, if someone, a loved one has passed recently, you know, this is a good one to read. Because sometimes you feel as though you can't come back from a situation. This man, Art Berg, he was in an accident. He became a paraplegic, but then he went on to do some amazing things because he learned how to just accept his situation as much as it was difficult and push past that. So I find that's a very, very powerful one. I've used it in the past myself, after having lost a baby, after my cancer experience, after you know, the ending of relationships. The Impossible Takes Just a Little Longer. That's Art Berg. And also The Birth Order book by Kevin Lehman. I think every human being on the planet should read that book, but it tells you a lot more about the traits you will have according to where you are in the birth order in your family. Okay, number four, look after your hair, okay? First thing I'd say is style it. Don't just get out the bed and leave it all day just because you're not going anywhere. No. Every time you pass a mirror, you're gonna feel that much better by liking the reflection in the mirror, okay? Condition your hair, dye it if you have some dye. Wear a wig if that's what you do. Try putting some extensions in your hair if that's, again, what you do. Or just style it, okay? That's all I've got to say on that one. Number five, try going vegan. Okay, you have plenty of time to research it, and there's so much stuff online. I've just discovered I Am Tabitha Brown on Instagram. They're quick, short videos on how to create some easy vegan dishes. She did one on carrot bacon. My friend from the States recommended her. So, oh my gosh, I'm going to so try that. So anyway, you know, there are many benefits to being vegan. And if you don't, those benefits can include weight loss, you know, consuming more fruit and veg, which we know is great all around. Through doing that, you strengthen your immune system. You're less likely to suffer from heart disease and obesity. You lower your blood sugar levels and improve your kidney function. So a feminine woman is definitely a healthy woman. Okay, so have a go at, you know, looking at vegan recipes. Even if you have no desires on becoming a vegan, maybe you can have some vegan days. Okay, number six, seek and cook new healthy recipes in general. Use those recipe books. Cook with love. You know, one of the complaints I have when I'm really busy is that I don't have time to be creative in the kitchen. But we have time now. So, you know, create your masterpieces, you know, have your own little bake-offs challenges in your kitchen or between friends on WhatsApp. And yeah, just go for it. Become a master of your kitchen. Use some of those appliances that you haven't used maybe ever or in a long time. Like, for instance, I'm going to create some juices. My juicer has taken a break because I've been busy. But yeah, I want to put some goodness back into our bodies. And so I'll be using my juicer a lot more. Okay, number 7, make your own face masks. Treat your face, do a facial. Okay, so I've got a tip here from Marie Claire magazine. So they speak of the Coco Dream Hydration Mask. How sophisticated does that sound? What is it? Okay, basically what it is, it's a mixture of avocado, cocoa, and honey. Okay, so mash up the avocado, add some cocoa and some honey. Avocado is extremely hydrating, so it'll put moisture back into your skin. And cocoa is an excellent skin soothing antioxidant. Now, an antioxidant is, well, basically, it's a process which helps to prevent damage to cells, basically. And, you know, damage to cells can include things like cancer. So we're not saying it's going to prevent cancer, but it will help in that, it could help in that process. And there are other not so great things that can happen as a result of damage to cells. So you antioxidants are definitely something that you want. And honey is antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. Okay, so you definitely want to have a go at doing something like that. And it's fun. Do, you know, put the cucumbers on your eyes because they're cooling and soothing. I used to do that, all these things when I was younger when I had time. But we have time now, so do it. Okay, now, you know I'm going to say this. Number 8. Exercise, right? There's no excuse for not exercising. I know that it can be hard to motivate yourself, but you know, you got to think about one way of motivating yourself, because as humans we're driven by pain much more than we are by pleasure, right? Put yourself in a situation, visualize what would happen if you didn't exercise throughout any of this time. Let's say that we're on lockdown for 3 months. I'm not suggesting that's what's been said, but let's say that's what it is. What would you look like after not exercising for 3 months? Now, I know looks aren't everything, but think about how you would feel, okay, if your body's no longer conditioned. What would your health be like if you were not conditioned? How much more difficult might it be to just perform everyday tasks such as walking up the stairs or walking to work or whatever? Your fitness level starts to wane after 4 days. So it's really important that we feel good about ourselves as feminine women. And if you lose your, if you don't exercise, you're not going to feel great about yourself, okay? Because you're not going to feel healthy. You may not like how you look in the mirror anymore. I'm just being honest. I know that this is how I felt in the past when I've put on weight. And I'm not saying anything bad about people who put on weight. It happens. But I know for me personally, when I did, I didn't feel good. I didn't feel confident. And it affected my self-esteem. Okay, so there's many ways to get into this whole idea of exercising. There are so many fitness instructors offering classes online. There's loads of YouTube videos. You can involve your children if you're home with the children. It's just me and my daughter. I get her involved. Luckily, she does want to get involved. But if they don't, get up earlier. You know, get up early or do it when they're in bed. But do it and work out at least 3 times a week. For at least 30 minutes, just to keep you, to maintain your levels of fitness. If you are looking to lose weight, then you want to be doing that at least 5 times a week for 30 minutes, and it should be at quite a high intensity for at least 3 of those. Introduce some strength work as well. You know, I was saying to my friend the other day that you don't have to have weights. I mean, it's great to have them, but if you do, there's so many things in your house that you can use. You can use tins of beans for hand weights. You can stuff a suitcase full of clothes and tins, depending on how heavy you want it to be, and push it above your head as a press. Lift it up as a deadlift. Squat with it on your back. You know, there are so many ways of being creative. Think about, you know, have you seen people who've gone to prison and they come out just looking like, oh my gosh, like so conditioned because they use that time to focus on that body. Use this time. You can come out of this looking so amazing and feeling healthy, okay? Not to mention, so in terms of the health benefits, you could be cutting down your risk of getting a cardio or respiratory disease such as COPD, or high blood pressure or heart failure. These are very real, which we're seeing now, obviously, with COVID-19, a lot more people who have these diseases are being affected by this. So it's not just about vanity, but it's also about being healthy. Okay, I've said my piece on that one. Number nine, cut down your alcohol intake. You know, be kind to your liver. Long-term, it increases the risk of having things like breast cancer, oral cancers, heart disease, strokes, cirrhosis of the liver. We know these things, and it's not pretty as a woman to be, consuming too. It's not pretty for anybody, but we're talking particularly about feminine women, to be over consuming alcohol. So just cut it down, or, you know, maybe now's the time to try and cut it out completely. All right. So number 10, we're now going to listen to Skevi Nicodemu from Pure Therapy.
Hi, it's Skevi Nicodemu from Pure Therapy. I am a women's holistic therapist and energy healer. And one of the ways I keep my glow up is by listening to beautiful music, healing and feminine and really powerful music. So one of my favourites at the moment is Woman by Amber Lily. And I play this music and either have a dance around or just stand and hold my heart and just feel the power within me, and then it connects me to the women of the world. So yeah, highly recommend it.
Thank you so much for that, Skevi. Okay, now number 11, let's learn how to style your makeup in a different way, right? There are so many makeup tutorials on YouTube. You have no excuse. You could be buying new makeup if you have this disposable income. Experiment with different eyeshadows or foundations, or how to do the whole contouring thing if you've never done that. Now's the time to master that. Okay, let's keep moving. Number 12, write down your goals. A feminine woman knows where she's heading in life. She's motivated by her goals and she's committed to them. Okay, so I mean, your goal could just be to become more feminine. Whatever your goal is, just make sure that you have a vision for it. You write down the steps towards achieving those goals. You know, every goal is achieved by taking baby steps, right? And then make sure that that once you've written that down, take massive action. Anthony Robbins talks about the idea of taking massive action. You'll achieve something by taking action. That's something I've always loved about that statement, is that it's so true. That sometimes we think about things so much, oh, I want to do this and I want to have that and I want to have this. But if you're not taking the action towards it, how can you possibly get it? Okay, so even if you don't get to where you wanted to get to, you are a lot closer as a result of having taken the action. Okay, that's just really excited me by remembering the feeling I get when I take that massive action. Okay. For instance, I'm doing this now with the podcast. For months, maybe even for about a year, I was thinking about creating this podcast, and I just let thoughts of not knowing how to do it or just being fearful of the time it would take just consume me. And then it wasn't until I went to Stylist Live UK, Stylist Lux Live UK, I always get that incorrect, last year, that I'd heard this woman, Lauren Mahon, talk about just doing it, F it, just do it. I mean, oh no, F it's not very feminine, but that's what she said. And cut down swearing. That wasn't one. It's not one, but I think that's another one that's important. Cut down the swearing, cut it out. It's not feminine at all. Okay, so where was I? I lost my train of thoughts. So yeah, so I'm just talking about the idea of having your goals. So yeah, so I eventually took lots of action, and lo and behold, I'm on series 2 of this podcast. It's happening. I'm so happy, and I've met so many wonderful people and been inspired as a result of doing it. Okay, number 13, buy some pretty lingerie. Lingerie makes you feel good. It makes you feel like a lady. And guess what? You deserve it. Okay. And get rid of all the old stretched out 90s, the grey bras and all that sort of stuff. Get feminine. Okay. I'm going to speed this up now because I'm looking at the time. I want to make sure this is about 30 minutes and no more. So number 14, start gardening or create a window garden. Plant some pretty flowers. Having a pretty environment makes you feel pretty and feminine and happy. Okay. Plant some herbs so you can put them in your food. And some basic provisions. Think about the health benefits of planting your potatoes or cabbages or carrots. Okay. 15, drop negative friends, okay? All right, so a feminine woman does not dwell in negativity. She rises above it, okay? You heard what Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. Go high above, just miss them, all right? So it's okay to delete those friends or silence them if you don't want them to know online. It's okay. You don't have to return phone calls. Like, it took me a long time to learn that. You don't have to respond to people. That's not your, you don't have to. Like, it's not your business. If somebody wants to engage in negativity, it's none of your business. Leave them to it and keep focused on your goals. Okay, number 16, work on building your confidence and self-esteem. This is so important, okay? Feminine women are self-assured, okay? They're not easily abused. They know who they are and they're in control of their destiny. So work on healing old wounds by reading books and on building confidence. Yanla Van Zandt, I can't big her up enough. She's helped me so much and she doesn't even know it throughout my time, particularly coming through cancer. She deals with the healing of the soul. There's so many videos on YouTube of her show. Oh my gosh, what's it called? Yanla Van Zandt, Fix My Life. Check them out, okay? Learn how to speak to others confidently. Learn how to spot a narcissist, okay? And get comfortable with saying no. So do that work on building your confidence and self-esteem. And confidence often comes from knowing a topic well. So if you feel as though maybe you're in situations and you want to talk about something but you don't know much about it, learn more about it. Get Audible, download it, or YouTube. YouTube is free. I can't big it up enough. YouTube is free. Use it as a resource and learn. Create a little schedule for yourself. Okay, number 17, learn about styling clothes. I met a wonderful woman last year called Lisa. She's a stylist and she's helped me so much in terms of getting my wardrobe together, because when I look back at some old pictures, I'm like, Rebecca girl, what were you wearing? Like, I guess I've been okay, like, over the years. Like, when I go out to a party, I know how to keep it feminine and classy. But outside of that, I would put all sorts of combinations together. I hold my hands up. I guess I thought it's because it didn't matter. But now that I'm into, I made a promise to myself when I got diagnosed with cancer that I'd make myself look good every single day, because I knew it would make me feel good. And looking good for me was being more feminine. So this is where a lot of this comes from. And so, I paid attention, a lot more attention to wearing dresses. I'm still learning, it's a learning curve, but wearing dresses, focusing on statement pieces and wearing jewelry and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, so search for clothes hauls on hauls. And when I say hauls, it's H-A-U-L-S on YouTube. Make Pinterest boards. I love Pinterest because you can put lots of different images together that inspire you. Take an online course. The London College of Fashion is offering a short personal styling course for £495 if you've got that hanging about. Or go into Udemy. They have lots of short courses to take, and particularly in the area of styling clothes. So this next tip, number 18. Number 18 comes from Jex from Persona Abode Interiors. She's an interior designer. So she says, tips to feminize your home would be beautify your dressing table, a coffee table, or a space you'd like to chill in, like a reading chair. Bring in positive energy and with it, and style it with crystals like rose quartz. Frame a picture of yourself in your favorite destination. Oh, I like that. To ignite the positive memories of your best self, and accessorize with your favorite jewelry. Nice. So your home is an extension of you, so beautify it just as you would your body. Rose quartz is a great crystal to rock. It harnesses a soft and loving energy. All right, she also says, team with candles or incense that are soothing with a nice level of sweetness. Candles are my thing, but sorry, let me carry on. So women have more cells dedicated to a sense of smell than men, and it allows us to tap into our cognitive and emotional senses. To truly feel feminine, you've got to think it, not just look it. I totally agree, Jex. Aromas help you to relax, whether taking a soak in a bath or having some me time in the bedroom. Jex goes on to say, I'm big on having a signature scent in all rooms, but especially the bedroom, much like having a go-to perfume. Have a scent that is welcoming and personal to who you are. Add a touch to your pillow for extra goodness. I love all of that. Don't you just feel pretty just by listening to all of that? I do. Thank you, Jex. Number 19. Okay, back onto nutrition. Take your vitamins. I'm just gonna say that, take your vitamins. And the only one I'm really gonna focus on is vitamin D, because it strengthens your immune system, particularly if you're black and brown. We have a major deficiency. And at the moment, I'm being like very, very serious, and this is for everybody. It's been linked to the disproportionate deaths of black and brown people around the world. And that can be attributed to the fact that we have a low vitamin D levels. Vitamin D is not something that the body naturally produces. You get it by either being in the sun or by taking supplements or eating various foods such as oily fish. So we need to make sure that we top it up. So top it up, please, please, please. It's very important, okay? But it'll also make sure you get your fish oil, your magnesium, your folate, your vitamin C. But I'm going to leave that one there because we need to move through this. Okay, number 20, we're nearly there, okay, in terms of keeping it feminine. Wear classy loungewear, all right? So don't just put on a uniironed t-shirt. Iron your clothes, ladies, or wear clothes that don't require ironing. And wear matching pieces. If you're wearing loungewear, wear a matching top and shorts, or matching top and and bottoms. And it's okay to wear looser clothing, but you want to get rid of, like, onesies are not feminine, ladies. I just need to say that they're not feminine. Gym wear, keep it to when you're working out. Baggy leggings are a no-no, and overly tight clothing, it's not necessary. If you want to keep it sweet around your partner, you can still keep it figure hugging, but it doesn't have to be overly tight. It's not comfortable anyway. Okay, right, my final one, and I've kind of said this already, but I've made it a whole point because I think it's just everything. So research your dresses and skirts. You know, I think there's no bigger way of certainly appearing feminine, therefore feeling feminine, than wearing a dress or a skirt. Okay, so when we say dresses, we're not talking about t-shirt dresses. Generally, we're talking about figure hugging dresses, or dresses that complement your figure regardless of what figure you have. Okay, so skater dresses, peplum dresses. When I had my daughter and I was still trying to get my shape back, peplum dresses were great for hiding the stomach. Skater dresses also do the same. So if you're not feeling confident in having waist defining dresses, skater dresses and peplum dresses are the way to go. Bodycon dresses, long dresses, dresses with flowers, pleated skirts, pleated dresses. Oh, so beautiful and feminine. So research these things. If you're from the UK, I just recently went onto the Debenhams UK website. Oh my gosh, they're having such a major sale at the moment. I think I might be treating myself. But we know there are plenty of other websites where you can go on. Boohoo, ASOS, again, is a great one to go on to. You know, again, create a Pinterest board and look at what you like. Obviously, don't just do it for the sake of it. Create a style that you like and work towards that. If you can't afford that right now, it's something to work towards. It's a goal to have, okay? So that's it. Those are your 21 ways of keeping feminine. keeping your feminine glow during lockdown. You know, as I said, take what you will from that. But you know, that for me, feeling, being feminine makes me feel good, makes me happy, it makes me, it feels natural. And so if this is how you are, then go for it. All right, so thank you so much for listening. This podcast has been made during the lockdown period. At the time of making it, I should also mention actually that I have a course that I'm running, because I was meant to be in Spain this weekend and I'm not going to be, okay? The course is Strategizing Your Glow After Adversity. It's taking place on Monday the 20th of April, 3 to 4 p.m. GMT, okay? It's free of charge. It's a practical introductory online workshop to help you create your strategy for improving your physical and mental well-being after adversity. So in order to access that and to attend, you've got to register. It's a Zoom meeting, so it's a video conference meeting. Go on the timetoglowup.co.uk website and go to the events tab and you'll find it there. All right, so that is it. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you all the best in your feminine journey, and long may it continue. I think I'll have more podcasts like this, because part of the reason for my glow up was because I really indulged in my femininity and realized how much I loved it. And as I said, it's very on trend right now, so it's very accessible. So don't, if you are like me and you want to indulge in your femininity, don't be embarrassed. It's natural for many women. And not all, but for many women, and it's very empowering. Right, so I wish you all the best on that journey, and please do comment and let me know what you thought about this. I keep forgetting to ask people to comment on my podcast. Share the podcast if you found it useful, okay? And please make sure that you subscribe to it also. Thank you. Bye bye.